The thing blurred. Cabal had a momentary impression of something dark shifting through the light beam, far too fast for his eye even to register, and suddenly he was on his back with the thing on top of him, his arms pinned to the ground. It had travelled up the 20 feet of steep steps in the pause between exhalation and inhalation. Cabal gulped. He had an awful feeling that this might be the last time he would ever gulp, so he did it again in an attempt to calm himself.
"That," said the thing, nose to nose with him, "is what I say. I could have killed you at any moment since you opened the door. I could have torn your head off and sucked your kicking corpse dry. But, despite everything, I'm a reasonable man. I waited to hear why you'd come back after such a long time when anybody else, even if they were as terrified as you obviously were, would at least have come back at daybreak when they knew they'd be safe. Would have at least made the effort, even if they knew it was probably hopeless. Well, I've listened to your deal. A deal. You arrogant little shit. If you had any way of reversing this, you should have come back here to offer it to me with no strings attached. There's only one thing preventing me from killing you right now, and next time, it fucking won't. Believe me." It leapt easily to its feet and stepped away. "You have your deal, but that's all you've got. I run this carnival for you. You reverse what happened to me, I walk away." Cabal climbed to his feet more slowly. "I thought your clothes would probably be in poor condition by now," he said, studiously pretending that nothing had happened. "Here are some new ones." He opened the carpet bag and unrolled a suit and shirt from it. The thing took them, looked critically at the cut, sighed, and started to get dressed. "I've also got some toiletries. A comb and brush and some shaving kit." A thought occurred to him. "You do cast a reflection, don't you?" The thing, now beginning to look more human, looked at him with disgust. "How should I know? Give that here." He examined himself in the mirror. "Seems to work perfectly well." Another old legend bites the dust. "Good grief, I've hardly aged. Handsome dog. Still look terrible, though. Ill." And he looked meaningfully at Cabal. "I need feeding." Cabal backed away. "You said you wouldn't hurt me." The thing looked at him and smiled slightly. "I said I wouldn't kill you. You're not gonna die. If you infect me, I won't be able to help you," said Cabal urgently. "It doesn't work like that. None of the children changed, remember? It has to be a reciprocal thing. It's the blood mingling that spreads the infection. I just wish I'd thought of that before I tried eating Sophia." Cabal was looking for the lick gate and was obviously planning to run. The thing stopped following him and spread his hands wide. "Look, what's bothering you? It's the homoerotic aspect, isn't it?" Cabal was running. "Well, don't flatter yourself," shouted the thing after him. He had been heterosexual before his unfortunate change in circumstances, and now he had doubts that he was even that. "It's just a transformation, for crying out loud." Cabal had almost reached the gate. "You always were such a nuisance," said the thing to himself, and blurred into motion.